If you're looking for something to soothe your nerves and calm you down, this probably ain't it. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Questions now about whether or not Dr. Christine Blasey Ford will appear on Thursday in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Some indications now that her lawyers, by the way, her Democratic activist lawyers may not agree to her coming now, because they say that they didn't agree to having, you know, anybody question her besides the senators. Well, you know, it's not really up to you. And the Senate Judiciary Committee will run the process the way they should run the process to the best of their ability, which over the last couple of days has been a little shaky. However, I'm guessing that it's less than 50-50 that she shows up at all, because her story is, especially, yeah, let's look at the facts here. She claims this happened in 1982, sometime in the summer of 1982, that Brett Kavanaugh got on top of her, tried to remove her clothing, tried to keep her from screaming, and then when his buddy Mark Judge jumped on the bed, they all bounced off. She ran to a bathroom and then left the house. Those two went downstairs, didn't pursue her, nothing happened. But she can't get the details quite right. She said there were four people there. Of the four people asked, who she originally said were all men, we now know that she said there were three men and a woman, so that story changed. And she told her therapist she was attacked by four men. Then she said, no, that's not wrong. I was attacked by two. The story changed. But all four of those people that were identified as likely witnesses or could corroborate her story all said, was never there, never saw such a thing, have no idea what she's talking about. It's bunk. And where does that leave you? Well, on the line, Dr. Mike, calling in from Flint, listening to WFNT over there. Doctor, welcome to the program. I understand you have some insight on this conversation.
Oh, yeah, both personally and professionally. I've just gotten tired of the lies. So I thought somebody needs some information that's factual.
For example, what do you mean factual? What lies do we need to clear up?
Well, you know, the variety of people are claiming, or this person is claiming, that she was so traumatized by this relatively minor survived attempt that she forgot for years. I'm just here to tell you that kind of dissociative event is very rare. Most people listening probably think that they've heard of this or they've seen it somewhere, and they have, in books, in movies, in films. It doesn't happen in real life. Most of the times that this kind of thing happens, it happens to very severely traumatized people, children primarily, that are tortured and contained and basically held captive and abused for years, usually by their parents or some similar authoritative adult that is their custodian.
And you're a physician, correct?
It doesn't happen because you get scared.
Correct. Hold on, doctor. Let me ask you this.
When you think you're going to die, time slows down, and you remember everything.
Right. Let me ask you this, because this is important. Then you are a physician, correct? You are a doctor. You've dealt with this in a medically professional way over a number. So it's
absolutely
very rare for this to happen.
30 years.
So as you hear the discussion or the description of this alleged assault, where Brett Kavanaugh is being accused of jumping on top of this woman and trying to remove her clothes, apparently unsuccessfully, allegedly held her mouth quiet so she couldn't scream while the music was loud, and then his buddy jumped on the bed and they all tumbled off and she ran to the bathroom and then left. To you, that doesn't sound like the kind of traumatic event that would keep people from having memories for 30 or 35 years.
No, I mean, if it was the case, most women would have that, because most women have gone through something like this in their younger years. Yeah, or, I mean, you know, people don't all of a sudden fall into amnesia because they come from a haunted house on Halloween. You have to have systematic, this dissociative event happens because people have no choice and need to survive. This is not something that somebody's been annoyed by, and it's just stupid. It does not exist. I mean, there's no other way to say it. It doesn't exist as offered.
You believe Brett Kavanaugh, then?
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, I would be happy to believe that he was a rapist if there was any evidence to it, but you can't start making claims that are unsubstantiated, unsubstantiable, and destroy people's lives for that. I mean, this sets a bad precedent. Almost anybody coming out of anywhere can destroy a man by basically making a claim. It's almost that way now.
Based on recovered memories, which you say is almost unheard of, except in books and movies and so forth. And that's where we are with the doctor.
Again, it requires severe day in and day out torture and stress. It's not something that you do when you have a bad day.
All right, Dr. Mike, thank you so much for checking in from Flint, WFNT, our affiliate over there on the Steve Gruber Show, 25 affiliates strong around the state. Glad to have you on listening today. So he doesn't buy it, and he's a doctor. He's been there. If you want to drop me a line, I just want to know, are you more or less likely to vote for Republicans if the Brett Kavanaugh nomination fails? I think it's going to motivate a lot of Republicans and a lot of Christian conservatives to go to the polls. Rush Limbaugh says it'll be a disaster for the Republicans because nobody will turn out. I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe the Republicans or evangelicals or conservatives are going to reward Democrats for playing this kind of dirty game at the last minute and smearing a guy with no corroborating information, no corroborating witness, nothing to verify or give any veracity to these claims that were made. I don't think they're going to be rewarded for that. I find that awfully hard to believe. One other topic, going to the mailbag just to finish off for the day. Hey, Steve, try to chime in on the insurance topic. I am an insurance agent. We don't need regulation of what we charge for rates. The market will determine that. If the agency down the street can get their rates lower than mine, I won't be selling any insurance. The problem with the system is there is no fee schedule. There's a set amount the hospital can charge if you go in for workers' comp, your health plan, or Medicare. If you go in for an auto accident, there's no limit to what they can charge the insurance company. They charge us 3 to 5 times more than they charge for other visits. And that comes from Mike. Now, if that's true, we need to change that. Something needs to be done about that immediately. If what Mike writes here is true, that has to be changed immediately. I mean, we should not wait at all. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll have some final thoughts. And make sure, by the way, that before time runs out here in September, that you get your chance to lose weight and feel great with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, great way to go. It has been a life-changing event for me. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Buy one 25-day program in September. Get the next one 50% off. It's almost over, though. September only. MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Hi, I'm Chris McLatcher. You know the guy Steve Gruber has been talking about? I fight the IRS in the state of Michigan for a living, and I've been around since 1991, over 25 years. Our firm is called Fresh Start Tax Solutions, and we are right here in Michigan. Just type in your area code tax.com. In Lansing, that would be 517tax.com. If you're a Uper, that would be 906tax.com. You'll be directed to our website, where you can instantly be connected by phone or email. At Fresh Start Tax Solutions, we can get the IRS and the state of Michigan off your back today.
There are kids at some of the schools in our greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org.